if I'm comfortable where I am or person who I'm with, then I tend to feel at home, you know.
Welcome to Music Meetup, the podcast by Music Meeting. In this series, you get to know the people behind the music, the stories behind the tracks, and the musicians who play at our festival. They are from Hungary or Brazil, from Ghana to the Netherlands. They give you a peek into their lives as artists and the context in which they create their beautiful music. In their own words and through their experience, they tell you about their life on the road, magic encounters, exciting inspirations, culinary delights, and more.
Things that make you feel at home. What does the word home mean to you?
How do you maintain a sense of home when you're on the road? Musicians go where the music takes them. It can be hard to feel at home when you change cities every day, moving from hotel room to hotel room. But little traditions might help some artists with settling into a new place. Music Meeting asks them, what does home mean to you? And are there any traditions that make you feel closer to it?
My name is Peter Somoa. I'm a musician and I play the trumpet. Yeah, home is where I'm safe. Home is where I can get all what I want. Home is where I'm in my body. Home is where I'm grounded. Home is where I can even explore more, you know, more territories, more things. Yeah, home is where, you know, I feel loved and, you know, and all that.
My name is Raquel Kerpesuk-Gardon. I'm a singer and I make Latin American music. For me, home means my family, my cat, and the smell of warm food that my mother always has ready.
I guess feeling home is just basically feeling safe and secure. So I guess that's what I associate with this word. If I'm comfortable where I am or person who I'm with, then I tend to feel at home, you know. This is Shomanové from the band Mordai. We are a Hungarian band that fusions Hungarian traditional folk music with jazz, rock, and all sorts of genres.
Dutch harpist Andrea Fuchs combines in-depth social journalism with tailor-made music.
I think home is when I don't feel watched by other people. Yeah, that's it. And I very easily build routines wherever I go. Like, oh, I like it there for coffee. Oh, that's what I eat. That's what I drink. That's when I eat. That's what I do. And that also helps to feel super easily at home with people and at places.
My name is Tjeko Donker-Duyvis. I am a cellist, vocalist, composer, and improviser. I think home is whenever I feel connected, whenever I am with people who make me feel safe, make me feel loved, make me open my heart, make me feel alive, or when I'm in nature, when I just feel the vastness of the forest and I see the mountains and I feel like the whole landscape is embracing me, you know, this kind of mothering feeling where I just feel so safe and loved, even though I'm like alone under the stars. And still you can feel part of something bigger that embraces you. Something that can be very hard to still feel when you're in a big, noisy city. So, yeah, I think that those are the main things. Like the people that you connect with, whether it be family or your chosen family, your friends, or lovers or, you know, kindred spirits. You can make your home anywhere where you feel connected, I think. in any country where you can feel connected to people, or when where you can feel connected to nature and feel part of something bigger, of the community, of the natural world.
And also, I often think there's such a obsession with that word home. And I think it's not as important as people make it seem or feel. Yeah, I would dare to question that, and I think it's even the moment you start seeing it as only a physical place or something that people have to write to, then we get into very nasty politics of the home, like building fortresses out of your home, out of privilege and entitlement. And I think a lot of people live extremely meaningful lives without having a home. And that's possible. Yeah.
I'm Essinam. I'm a musician, half Belgian, half Ghanaian, based in Brussels. I play the flute, percussion, keyboard. I sing. I love to make music using a lot of different instruments and create something really personal and unique. The word home, for me, it's about feeling welcome, feeling loved, eating well, feeling comfortable. So I can feel home in a lot of different places, because I think it's also something that we feel inside. But it's also depending a lot of who is around us, I think.
My name is Emine Bostanje. Home is a place where I am accepted as who I am, and who I receive unconditional love and comforting, and where I feel grounded, actually.
Latarnik plays piano, synthesizer, and sings in the Polish band EABS.
I think home is one's true self. If you're happy with your life, if you're happy where you are or who you are, you're home.
My name is Jamika Ajalan. I'm what they call an interdisciplinary artist. I'm an activist, I would say, and an educator. And so what does home mean to me? As I say in this poem that I wrote for this group called Baldwin in Transit, we're still going on, a lyric in one of my poems is, home is a frequency.
Chaco Donker Divis.
Music and art can be a big facilitator. You know, even if I'm touring in Korea where I don't speak one word of Korean, still I can, if I play my music for them, my compositions, still they understand me and they know what I am feeling and they feel in some way what I am trying to express, because it touches to their emotions too, you know. It's like a universal language of emotions.
Este van már késő est, kilencet ült az óra. Ez a kislány barna kislány kiállott az ajtomba. Álom, álom, miért nem jössz? Miért nem jössz a kacsingató szememre? Mindig az a csalva, mindig az a barna kislány jár az a szembe.
Music Meetup is a production by Music Meeting. In this episode, you heard music from Mordai. Concept, research, and direction by Sophie Conan. Production and editing by Josine Weichhaus and Tima Hochemann. Narrator, Lucy Woodward.
More information about this podcast and Music Meeting Festival is available at musicmeeting.nl. There's a baby on each organ, kids are Roja Virenzi. Egyik hajlik a vállamra, másik meg a babámra. Lehajlik.